The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk and then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and put forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I am often reminded of Jesus' prayer, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And this prayer has taught me a lot about Christian life. And to me, it shows a high capacity to be level-headed and joyful in the midst of maybe the scariest and tragic circumstances. What an example, not only of inner strength, but also a life hidden in Christ Jesus. I am convinced that today's scriptures are teaching us about God's intention to build that capacity in us. First, the prophet Ezekiel, he brought the word of God to God's people saying, "On a high mountain, God will plant a tree that will produce fruit, a massive tree out of which all kinds of birds will come and nest in that tree." And God's lesson was that of all the other trees that will be around, will know that God is the one who can make a tree big and that majestic, and also he can be the one who make it smaller and not grow to capacity. And to me, we see this imagery in the gospel according to Mark, in Jesus' parable explaining God's kingdom. He says, "Look at the mustard seed. I actually have brought the mustard seed, would you know? So I brought the mustard seed because I've always wanted to touch one and see how small it is. So if you would like to see it, I put some in the back so when you leave you could also have a look. It's really tiny. It's tiny. And because I've always wondered, how small could it be? Is it macroscopic or so? But I wanted to see. So today you will get an opportunity to see it there in the back as well. You know, it is the smallest of the seeds, and yet it grows into the greatest of all shrubs with large branches, and the birds can nest in its shade. Do we see similarities in those two stories in Ezekiel and also in the gospel? That this imagery of tree, the Lord has definitely something he wants to teach us through it. And my argument is that Jesus is talking about the ways of the kingdom of God in our lives. And he's planting this seed in us that eventually would grow into a big tree. And the reason I say this is because earlier in the chapter, Jesus had said, "But to see, you will be able to see. But you will not be able to perceive." Do you understand what Jesus was trying to say? Yes, we can see because our eyes can see until a certain point, because we live in this natural world. All we see is that what we can see here materialistically. But what about the supernatural world? There is more to this world than what our eyes can see. And Jesus is trying to teach us and to teach his disciples about that possibility here. And so we need divine spiritual vision to see by faith, not by sight, especially when things don't seem to go that well. For example, let's consider the feeding of the 5,000, right? So Jesus asked, how many bread and fish do we have here? So there's a boy here who has just a few bread and fish. And at the end of the whole thing, they have 12 full baskets of leftovers. So if it was me, I would be like the disciples. But Jesus, there is a lot of people. It's not enough to feed those people. Aren't we there all the time? Aren't we there? That's exactly what Jesus wanted to open our eyes much wider to see the supernatural, to not be stuck at what our eyes can see. How do we perceive our realities? Do we see impossibilities, or do we look to our God, the ultimate provider and healer, and gasp, wow, if it wasn't with God, all this wouldn't even exist. And I know, oh Lord, you are the provider and you are the healer, that you will do something for us. God is the one who scatters the seed, which, by the way, is God's word in our hearts, to grow in secrets and to produce fruit. And the mustard seed starts small, but end up being the greatest of all shrubs. But look at Christianity, for example. It started small and persecuted, and yet it grew to 2.4 billion people. It is also estimated that by 2025, it will be about 600 million African Christian believers. And how about South America and Asia? The same thing. And won't you know, believers are also growing the greatest in China. Won't you ever thought of that? In China, where you're not supposed to be a Christian, but they are growing so hard, so fast. God is the one who scatters the seed. Just as the farmer trusts the seed that will be growing in the ground in secret until the harvest, we have to trust God that he will grow that kingdom of God in our lives. We need an enormous amount of faith and patience. Don't underestimate the small beginnings in your heart. Maybe it's something God has put in your heart and you think you can do it. Go slowly. Start small. Don't underestimate it. Paul says to us, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Everything old has passed away and everything has become new. And remember God's word in Ezekiel that says, I'm planting a new tree. That's the new you. In Christ, under God's rule and influence, acting as the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, walking by faith and not by sight, and living daily with courage and not with fear. But this, I want you to take it, you're welcome to take it as a prophecy or not, but if you really wish to, you are that tree that God is planting. Don't look at the desert around you. Know that God has planted that oasis for you. Nurture that small beginning as a new creation in Jesus Christ. You are given that space to grow beyond belief in your hearts and for those around you to notice that God is working on you right now. Remember to share what you have learned. A healthy, large tree freely shares its branches for the shade of all the other birds to come and have a respite or a breather for those who are experiencing hardships in their lives, those that God has called to be around you, to enter into your social circle, that they would find the respite in you, God's tree. You are God's tree that he has planted. Be ready. You are the mission of Christ on earth, that kingdom of God that is located in your inner being. Amen.